Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is international psychic medium Erica Busserhaney, host of Whispers from the Heart Radio. At Whispers from the Heart Radio, I interview today's top psychics and mediums, paranormal experts, and holistic and metaphysical practitioners. You've always wanted to hear from the best. Well, here's your chance. Call in live for free readings. Get the answers that you need. Help to educate, stimulate, and rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit here at Whispers from the Heart. Listen live at blogtalkradio.com/freepsychic. Call in and join the show at 646-716-9819. Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Hello, welcome to the show. We have 2 hours of some of the best holistic health practitioners and psychics and a lot of other things, healers. Tonight, a two-hour show that's going to start now at 8 o'clock and will end at 10 p.m., a two-hour tour. Tonight we have C.J. Martez that will be the guest from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I've got to get it together. It's been a long weekend, guys. We are taking calls, and you can ask questions, get little mini free question one readings, and then we have another intuitive that will be coming on from our non-normal 9 to 10 hour. Diane, unfortunately, was sick, so we'll send her out some love and light and prayer. But the next person will be coming on is a good friend of hers, and she's highly recommended, Joy Costanza. She'll be in on the 9 to 10 slot. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about our next guest, C.J. Martez. Is that how you pronounce your name before I just kind of totally blow it?
Well, Erica Smartis.
Okay.
So it's actually a German name, which is interesting. So it's as if the T were a D. So
okay, Mart. I'll say CJ. Everybody has difficulty pronouncing my last name, so it's kind of funny. CJ is a powerful spiritual teacher, a conscious expert, and an innovative thinker. She has spent the past 2 decades touching the lives of thousands around the world. Today, as one of the world's leading Akashic Field theorists and founder of the Akashic Field Therapy, she's going to talk a little bit about that. But she is a lot of things, very phenomenal energy. We've had some miss-ups today with the scheduling, so I do apologize for any of the listeners that thought this show would have started at 7. That's just going to be one of those blog talk typos that, unfortunately, I'll have to take responsibility for. But anyway, let's get back to CJ. CJ, tell me when you first kind of knew that you were a little different or had some kind of psychic or intuitive abilities.
I actually became very aware of that at a very young age. So spirit has always touched my life, probably as early as 7 or 8 years old. I had a lot of
artists,
people all over the world. So,
okay. I think you partially cut out. Unfortunately, I think we had some kind of buffering of no sound. So, if I could get you to elaborate on that just one more time for me, please.
Okay. An awareness that I knew things that other people just didn't know.
Okay.
And I've used that for most of my life and fine-tuned it, and it's been an incredible journey. And, you know, now I get to work with people all over the world in about 40 countries, I think, my last count.
Wow. That's phenomenal. Let's talk a little bit about what is your background specifically? How did you, I guess, come to where you are now with the Akashic Field Therapy?
Well, originally, you know, I used to do readings for people, and that just sort of came and went for a few years throughout my life, and I eventually sought some training in vibrational medicine. I come from a medical family, so I was very interested in alternative medicine because I had used alternative medicine to heal a genetic abnormality that I came in with. Part of my immune system was missing. And so I took 18 months of training in how to do full body scanning and become a medical intuitive. I did another 6-month practicum with the teacher of that program, a chiropractor here in Kansas City, where I'm from. And as I was working with people, though, I was very, very interested in our emotional well-being, you know, what emotional issues, you know, eventually create those types of imbalances in the physical systems. And in 2004, I read a book that kind of changed my life and sent me on the path that I am now, which was by Irvin Laszlo, who is a scientific philosopher and a quantum physicist, and he published a book called Science in the Akashic Field. And so based on my training, I wanted to develop a system for identifying, you know, these particular emotional issues that people deal with every day subconsciously.
So that's kind of how the AFT began.
It did, because when I went through my vibrational medicine training, we had a series of charts. And here was a quantum physicist saying basically that the ancient stories of the Akashic record were indeed real and equivalent to a quantum field. And I thought, well, what if we could get that information out of there? And so I developed a series of charts that look specifically at unresolved traumatic issues.
Okay.
Limiting beliefs, fears, and various emotional blocks and so forth.
Okay. Well, we'll get you to explain that a little bit more. We're going to go to the phone lines and take our first caller.
Okay.
773, you're live with CJ. Hello, 773. Oh, gosh, this is going to be one of those days. We're going to send love and light to the phone systems. Oh, I'm just going to take a deep breath. This has been one of those days. Hello, everybody in the chat room. Please definitely make sure if you're 773, I'll put you back on hold, but I'll come back to you shortly to see if you can answer a question. We're going to go to the next caller. Okay, you're live on air with CJ. I guess I just need to start singing. Seems like it's going to be one of those nights. Okay, guys, we won't take calls right now. We'll just go ahead and get some more information about you. For people that are not really, that don't really understand the Akashic field, can you tell us a little bit about that, what that is exactly?
Sure. What most of your listeners are probably a little more familiar with is the term the Akashic Record or the Book of Life, which essentially is the premise that everything that we experience as human beings is recorded into a huge database of information. And so collectively all of our experiences are there, as well as any combination of future potentials exists within that field as well. One of the most famous Akashic Record readers actually was Edgar Cayce, which I've done a lot of research into the work that he's done. But the root word Akasha means sky, space, or ether, E-T-H-E-R. And so essentially what the ancient indigenous cultures, as well as Cayce, was, you know, that these records were imprinted on a type of etheric energy, which we now understand through, like, Irvin Laszlo's book, you know, that this is indeed, you know, like a quantum energy or zero-point energy field of information. And so his theory went on to suggest that basically everything in life springs from information within this field. So it's not just our collective memories. It's also basically the underlying code of creation itself. And that really captured my imagination. When you think about, you know, just I think of myself going through my daily experiences, every thought, and I think that we average 60,000 thoughts a day, you know, that all of that information would somehow be captured, you know, never destroyed. And so everyone has this, essentially an Akashic field. I just call it the field because it is indeed a quantum energy field that we're in, and it moves through us, and we're a part of that every single day. And so it's also what gives us our interconnected nature with each other. You know, experiences like when your best friend's going to pick up the phone at the same time you are, or it's essentially where all of the information that other people who are psychics or intuitives can pick up on energy, you know, that field of information.
Yeah.
And so it really is the source of all of that. And so it inherently explains why, you know, different types of psychic-based phenomena occur, the different types of spiritual experiences we have all emerge out of this same location.
Well, that's kind of great to know, because I know that as we proceed in the future, you know, the scientific community and the holistic spiritual community are really kind of merging together, I think, a lot with quantum physics and different things like that. So it's good to kind of hear that information. I'm going to try to go to the phone lines again to see if we can pick up a caller, to see if our phone lines are working. We will try again, 773.
I'm here.
Yes.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sure CJ's doing really good today.
Yeah.
You have a question for her? Go
ahead.
Yeah,
I do. I'm just wondering, what type of work do I need to do on me to manifest an incredible love relationship? I just, at my age, I'm over 40, just wondering, is it lost in space somewhere? Is there a hidden record that I need to examine and find out what's going on?
Well, I think that, you know, and what I pick up with you is, you know, all is not lost in the ether for this endeavor in your life, so that's good news. I would expect that it'll probably manifest for you sometime in the spring of next year.
Uh-huh.
What I do see in the record that's kind of present has to do with more of trusting yourself.
Okay.
And so when you have doubts or when you have things that come up for you where you're not really trusting your own intuition, trusting, you know, your ability to read people.
Right.
So there's been times in your life where you kind of, you get that initial reaction that tells you don't go this way, but then you've gone that way.
Right.
And you found out later, oops, you know, I really should have listened to myself. And so the reason self-trust is important is because if you trust yourself, then you're going to have a lot better communication with this partner that I see for you.
Uh-huh.
And open communication is going to be very important. So for you, what I would do while we're kind of waiting for that person to walk into your path, which just feels like somebody very new, that actually comes from a completely different area than you normally meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be an experience you have or something that you go take, whether it be a class or something, and you're going to kind of bump into this person. And there's going to be an automatic connection, which is good. It's not so much a past life connection. It's just both of you are going to be very ready for something entirely different in your life.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So in the record, you know, with this self-trust issue, that kind of drives a lot of other things, like issues that you might have with being disappointed in others or with abandonment.
Right.
And feeling like your needs aren't being met.
Right.
So that the more you can communicate what those needs are clearly, or at least in the meantime, identify what those are, because sometimes, you know, we know what we want, but we don't always know what's really valuable to us.
Uh-huh.
You know, what is important, what values us as a person, especially in a dynamic with someone else. So staying in tune with those things through the fall and, you know, and winter, I think will allow you to really open up those pathways to allow that connection to happen for you.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great day. Definitely check out her website, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that's kind of, you know, we have a lot of people that are interested in relationships and trying to fix either holes in their selves that, you know, sometimes stem from childhood, environmental things, And with this process, this therapy, that is actually something that you've created. So, I mean, my hat's off to you for creating almost a movement. how would this AFT work for her? How would you, what would a session be like? How do you use EFT therapy? What is it and how do you use it?
Okay, well, essentially what an Akashic Field Therapy session is that it looks at what I call five separate, what I call life programs. What a life program is essentially something that is emerging and triggering out of the Akashic Field in your everyday life that presently is blocking you from moving forward toward a growth potential that is also identified. And so each of those life programs has a core trauma, core fear, and a core belief associated with it. Now, how this works is it's not only what I consider to be an energetic process, it's also a very cognitive process, because if we're going through our daily life experiences, we may be, our defenses get triggered, or we may have fears that come up. And even though we know those symptoms occur in our life or they're happening repeatedly, what Akashic Field Therapy does is it helps to answer, why have things happened a particular way? I don't know about you, but it's difficult for me to integrate my experiences if I can't figure it out, right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Why? And so all of this information that we pull from the charts in a session is subconsciously accessed by a person, meaning that they're not consciously aware of those things. And so once they are, like a person might come to me and say, I have a difficult time in relationships. So we'll pull five life programs from the Akashic Field that have to do with blocks in that area. Or a person can come to me with a general intention of just show me what my priorities are, and all five of those will be priority issues. And so by illuminating those, you know, and it's very specific methods, so it's not generalized at all. It's very specific to that person. It's very detailed. And so the client is then given integration tools which allow them to take these unresolved experiences and then through affirmation or other tools that are assigned as for integration, it allows them to create more positive energy within their own Akashic Field. It allows them to come to acceptance and to integrate an experience. And so one session actually, and the way that I do my sessions is all recorded to an audio CD, and then part of the session is being on the phone after they've received the materials. And so we have further processing time, time for questions, talking about those integration tools. And I've had people say that they had one session be the equivalent of about 10 years of traditional therapy, because it is so specific and answers those questions. And so what we've seen with this is just this dramatic potential within this system that I've created to move someone forward much more quickly. And that was what I was after, was how do we clean up all the stuff we left unresolved that we don't know about? You know, how do we get rid of these constant feedback loops that keep us stuck? Because it's like a quantum feedback loop when you have a trauma, because it's getting the attention of your subconscious. So when you're trying to create new potentials in your life with your conscious mind, going, I will do this, this is my goal, the subconscious isn't hearing that too well because it's sitting there spinning on all of this old stuff.
Well, I think that it's important to note, too, that a lot of times in psychology, you know, you're talking about the conscious mind, you know, you needing to make these affirmations or change this behavior. And it's not that they get to the unconscious mind. And I guess this process, like hypnotherapy, like body talk, like Psych-K and different other resources, does it mainly focus on the subconscious repattering?
Well, what it does is, it is in a way, because what I found in my research for 5 years, Erica, is that our subconscious is the regulator of that vast amount of information. For a very good reason. It's the same thing as we don't, you know, the subconscious allows us to, our heart to beat without thinking about it. I mean, there's a lot of automatic things that are going on in the physical body as well. But because it is the regulator of that information and it's making these associations with what you're seeing consciously, that's where it can really get, when we've left things unfinished, or I call them unintegrated, it's just bouncing and it's feeding, you know, and then there's types of patterns that I've also located within the Akashic field that are these types of emotional loops. So we're getting this constant set of negative instructions fed to us.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines because that's kind of getting nice and lit up, so we'll take a couple calls. Okay. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, Erica.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I figured this would be right up your alley.
It is, actually. I'm intrigued by this immensely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I've always been fascinated by the psychology around, you know, predicting future events and things like that. And I know that Erica has her thoughts on her spirit guides and so on. And myself, I've never really felt that with myself. And I always attributed any sort of predictability of myself to something other than a spirit guide. And the Akashic Records seems to be a legitimate explanation for that. And I like the way that you explain how it's a quantum field and, you know, zero point energy, which is interesting. You know, psychologically, though, I've always looked at our superconscious as the means of, you know, reading these things in the Akashic and also in the astral, if that's probably the same thing. And I don't know if you've heard about this, CJ, but there are two subconscious minds. Did you hear about this?
I think I know what you're talking about. Why don't you go ahead and share that with me?
Well, I'm just wondering if those are not I'm not really sure where I'm going with that, but I'm just wondering if you would agree that there is, in fact, a super conscious part of ourselves that speaks to our subconsciousness, subconscious, and then filters it to us. And do we receive that information in our dreams?
Well, I think I can answer a couple different ways. My experience with the therapy that's been developed and also the quantum effect of dealing directly with the Akashic field is that, you know, I think that our subconscious is very much simultaneously aware of all of those things. With the subconscious as the regulation tool, I've also found that we actually have an inherent quantum interface to the Akashic field that actually can arise that from the subconscious, so it would be very difficult to train your mind to do that. And so what's interesting is the mechanisms that they have not yet completely understood within the human brain is that there is a piece of our brain that's actually, you know, quantumly based. In fact, there's a mapping project for the human brain as they've managed to slice it into these micro thin slices have found that there's actually a luminescence component to our brain. And so it's like we have, you know, we have the subconscious that's connected to that vast field of information as well as the superconscious in my experience. But then I've also, in dealing in this area, have been much more consciously aware of the field the more I work with it. So I think that there are inherent connections in all of those.
Right. See, that's what I find interesting, like how subconscious messages get manifest into our conscious world. For instance, myself, I read tarot cards, and I always look at that as that is itself a mechanism.
Which
these cards.
A lot of things. My charts for interpreting that information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Brian, for calling in and sharing a little insight and asking a question. And look forward to being on the show with you Monday, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Look forward to it.
Sounds fun. Thank you. Hugs.
hugs.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got some more callers. Want to make sure, how do we get in touch with you if we need to check out some of your services or sign up for one of your therapy sessions? What would be a website to go to contact you?
Well, I am on Facebook, which I'm on very regularly, and people like to hang out with me on Facebook. But it's cjmardis.com, so it's C-J-M as in Mary, A as in Apple, R as in Ralph, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, S as in Sam.com.
Okay, awesome. Okay, let's see. Well, we'll talk a little bit about what some of the benefits to the AFT therapy holds. But we'll go ahead and take a call. 816, you're live with CJ.
Hi, Erica. Hi, CJ. How are you guys?
Hello.
Doing great.
You know, I've got a question. It's in regards to my daughter.
Okay.
And I just want to know, will she be receiving a job in our area?
Actually, I think that she will. I don't see that it's going to happen necessarily right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like, you know, months and months down the road either.
Mm-hmm.
But she should really hang in there because I think there's a right opportunity for her that's fairly close by.
Oh, great. See, we're all feeling the same way too, so this was a great validation for us.
Sometimes it's good to get that validation to help out.
And I think she'll be very happy with the opportunity too.
Oh, super. Yay.
Thank you. How has your weekend been, caller?
Oh, it's been just wonderful. You know, I had family here and my daughter left, and, you know, it's just been a blessing.
Well, that's just great to hear.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a lot better. It's been a chaotic day for me, but hopefully everything's going to work out tonight. I'll get me some good rest. Well, it's nice
all right.
to meet you. Come and check in with us. We've got another hour and 32 minutes, so feel free to call back later on, and you have a good night, okay?
Okay, be blessed, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Okay,
let's talk a little bit about what are some of the benefits and the advantages to the AFT sessions or therapy.
Well, you know, there's a lot of benefits. People find that they can access their intuition more easily once those types of blocking traumas are out of the way. People feel a much more empowered sense of themselves because now they don't feel like they're stumbling in the dark when they're, you know, when, like I said, they can just see the symptom of this, you know, like a repeating pattern or I'm always losing my job or I'm always attracting, you know, I hear this a lot, men that are emotionally unavailable to me. I'm not picking on men, but that's just one example. And so when they know why, people feel this shift, and what we're actually after with the method and is what we call a transpersonal or peak experience. And I wanted to talk just a little bit about that because what that is simply, you know, it can be as small as, you know, when we hit those moments where we go, aha, that's it, you know, and that's when I was kind of talking with Brian, how things arise out of the subconscious into the conscious and we get it, you know, things click. To where people have talking about almost having this wake-up experience where they feel interconnected to the cosmos and feel unity with all things, you know, and so it can be a very powerful process. But what I found with Akashic Field Therapy and working directly with that we have an inherent system that will actually reboot itself or sort of flush out those loops that we're contending with. And so when people can hit those peak experiences, even though they may not last a long time, it allows that system of that synergy with the Akashic Field to actually reset and reboot. And this is a topic of a new book that will be coming out next year that I'm writing, that Irvin Laszlo is writing the foreword for, called Akashic Consciousness, Claiming the Cosmos. And so people find that they can... other benefits are that they can finally at last achieve whatever goal that's been kind of thwarting them over a period of time. People feel a lot more, I think, accepting of themselves, so self-esteem can rise because they don't feel like they're just, you know, people are very difficult or challenging or judgmental of themselves when things are happening over and over again that are negative. So we've seen a lot of positivity emerge, those transpersonal peak experiences, people's intuition, you know, getting connected with that. And so that's why this year actually I've released a training program for Akashic Field Therapy in three levels. The first level is the brand new AFT Level 1 Self-Care. And I've actually created a program where people can pull a life program to answer any question they have in their life about something that's going on and gain insight. So now the tool can be used by just a person, and they won't have to go to a practitioner who's been certified with the method.
Okay. We're going to take a call, and then we'll go back to some more questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. 606, you're live with CJ. Welcome to the
Hi.
Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Great. How about you?
I'm good. I was just wondering about my financial situation.
Well, things have been pretty challenging for you this year, huh?
Yes.
And I know that those things have been quite discouraging for you. And I can also feel, you know, just a tremendous amount of disappointment with how things have gone.
Yeah. We lost our house earlier in the year.
Yeah. And that's very, very challenging. Did you find a good place, a decent place to live after you lost your house?
Yeah, we did.
It's not quite the same, is it?
No, because we're just with one income right now. And so, I'm wondering if things are going to improve as far as that goes.
Well, I think it certainly will, and after this process of regrouping, you know, I just ask that you have faith that, you know, things are gonna come back your way. And I feel that more within the next several months than necessarily immediately.
Uh-huh.
But I just encourage you to keep plugging away, you know, and it's just take it one day at a time, dear.
Okay.
These kinds of transitions are never easy, but I would have faith that things are going to turn around, definitely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And I would agree. And I would say, you know, one of those things is you know, prayer obviously is very good no matter what faith or religion you utilize in your life. And letting some of the affirmations and things that you're asking for, being able to just kind of let them go, because sometimes I find that we hold on to things that we need, and we worry about them, and we don't allow that need to be released to our Creator. So just a little insight for you, too. I would agree with her. You've got some positive things coming up, but those prayers that you've been asking for, have faith that they're going to get answered, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're sweet. You're welcome. God bless, okay?
You too.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your faith, your Buddhist faith, and how that has kind of impacted you spiritually, and also if you would elaborate on what your Buddhist name means.
What's interesting is that I was originally raised Roman Catholic, and I'm not angry at the church or anything, but, you know, my whole life's been a progression of I've actually getting my master's in anthropology, because I find all cultures, all faiths, very fascinating. But what really spoke to me on the Buddhist path was much of the teachings that I listened to allowed me really to work with my mind and my thinking and learning such concepts of non-attachment, which, you know, a lot of times gets misunderstood, because, you know, non-attachment is like you were talking about, don't hold on to your prayers too tightly.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be able to let go and release and kind of have faith. And so the thing that was really impacting to me that really, I think, boosted the work that I'm doing with the Akashic Field was that essentially, you know, the Buddhist belief is that, you know, we all exist in samsara, which means suffering, or an ocean of suffering. And so very much in my own path of what I felt I call God the One wanted me to do in being here was to help end the state of human suffering, which is very much an internal process. And so it's deeply impacted me because I feel like the more that, you know, obviously all healers, you know, and that's why I actually built Akashic Field Therapy to plug into other methods. So if people became certified, they could use it as part of their toolkit, you know. But I just, they call it the Catholicism of Buddhism, which is funny, I think, because there's so much, you know, symbolism and statues and incense and, you know, the whole.
Oh, I love all of that. I would so fit in.
And the other thing I really appreciated about it was that, you know, for a long time, over the last 10 years, I kept hearing, you know, and I understand what they mean by, you know, we need to get our mind out of the way. We need to do all of this, you know, in order to free ourselves. And I know that we have all this, you know, think, worry, 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 worry. And in that way, we need to let go of those things. But I think that the mind's very powerful. And if you can train your mind and work with the nature of the mind, you can unlock a lot of hidden potential. And so I appreciated that about it. When you decide to take your refuge vows, which are simply vows to walk the path, and he gave me my name, which is Tashi Doma Lama, which is it's basically it means Tara goddess. And Tara, in Buddhist belief system, is like the mother who liberates all sentient beings.
Wow.
And I thought, well, that's pretty fitting for me. Not that I'm going to get to liberate everybody, but that's really my intention. And so what's interesting is there's a synergy there between your Buddhist name, and you kind of get it randomly. But, of course, there are no accidents. And so I was very happy with the name that I received from my teacher when I took my vows. So
we have a person that would like to send in a question. And they want to know if can negative deeds or experiences be erased from the Akashic Field records, if a person decides to do good deeds, almost to, I guess, weigh them out or cancel them out?
Well, I think that is a perfect question. I'm so glad that person asked it, because that's something that I think people have to kind of understand. And a lot of times we might call that, you know, the negative deeds, we might call that karma. And essentially, we misunderstand, I think, the idea of karma at times. But what I have found is that if you've learned or integrated even that negative deed that you've done, and you are endeavoring to continue to put more positive thoughts, more positive action in your life, you can't erase it, okay? Because once energy is imprinted into the field, it's there. It doesn't go away. But what you essentially change is by releasing those traumas and through, you know, being more loving toward yourself, toward other people, you integrate those experiences, you will offset that eventually, you know, through your actions, because the subconscious will be responding to more positive qualities.
Okay, so there is some hope.
Oh, yes. Well, I think that we have to accept that sometimes we do things that we wish we hadn't done. But, you know, punishing ourselves, or even what I have found can happen, though, when we look back and go, okay, gosh, you know, I really screwed up those 5 years, because I've done a lot of things I'm not too proud of in my life, you know. It's a process of learning. But if the person, if their mindset, the person that asked this question, if your mindset is to create more positive qualities for yourself, rather than making retribution for the past, you will get much further in your past.
I think it's also important, too, to realize that just because you've done some bad things in the past, you know, it's not... I think people sometimes go through life, especially in those relationships where they can't connect to someone that's either an someone who's ready to be in a loving relationship, let's just say that. Sometimes they get in these relationships and they feel like their karma baggage has kind of caused them to be in this type of relationship. And I think sometimes they feel that they deserve it because it's some kind of life lesson that they've got to go through and suffer. And that's not always the case, but I think that's good that they made that point, because it just lets you know that your life is very fluid, and we have some ability to make some changes, good and bad, and hopefully work toward the good and the light and the highest intention, because a lot of times that helps out in the long run.
You bring up a good point, too, because... you know, what I have found is that life is a very fluid, like you said, and very perfect process. So ultimately, when something repeats, it's higher self trying, you know, the higher state of things, trying to give you an opportunity to work through whatever that underlying issue is that creates that. So it's not so much, like you said, that they deserve what they get. If we see it more as, oh, I kept coming back to this because I hadn't quite got the right information about it, about myself, or what I need to value in myself, and so on. And so, you know, a lot of times it's absolutely how we choose to look at something and look
most
at ourselves.
Definitely. And I've talked with lots of women, and they were like, what have I done to deserve this? It's like I've you know, but we won't go on that too much. Definitely if you want to call in and speak with CJ and get a reading, or just ask her some questions about the AFT therapy that she has created, and it's a wonderful thing. I've got the link that's going to be in the website periodically, so you can click on that and check out the website, get some information about her her history, her certifications. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a second. And you know, when you're messing with all these kind of therapies, because there are a lot of therapies on the map right now, and a lot of people are talking about different things. What I find very, very, I guess, good for you, for me, for my self-awareness, is that a lot of these people that are experts in things have no history of certification, or they don't have any history of really training. It's just something that they've kind of learned from somebody else. They may have purchased a book and they became an expert, but you are certified to do this. Can you tell me a little bit about your certifications? Because you got lots of them.
Well, I've always endeavored to be very, very well educated. And when I came up with this method, I actually went directly to Irvin Laszlo. I said, I need you to take a look at this. I want to work with you. This is a practical application of your theory. I was a little nerve-wracking because I didn't know what he'd say. And so I've been in a lot. He has helped to substantially not only lend credibility and officially endorse it this year, but he has really helped me to fine-tune the process to make sure that the processes that I'm developing are consistent with the idea and the scope of his theory. And he's allowed me also to have connections to some pretty powerful scientists, psychologists, you know, all of these different people that I've drawn upon. You know, so I'm kind of the person as if I don't have expertise in an area, I'm going to find the best of the best.
You're just like me. You start at the top, and then you work your way down.
Absolutely. So I feel like the process of what I embarked on was very divinely guided. I felt like, and it's really kind of coalesced this year with this new book, the insights I have, because I've seen very common patterns in all people. We have root or core traumas that everybody shares across the board. Doesn't matter what age, what culture. I found these commonalities that'll come out in the book. So pioneering in this area, you know, it's a new area, so it's a little hard to get certified. But I went to the to the guy. And I'll tell you what, Irvin Laszlo is 82 years old. He's published, he's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 4 times. He's published, I think, 90 books in about 20 different languages, you know, and he is just the most down-to-earth, wonderful man ever. And so, you know, getting consistent feedback from him and his support has really allowed me to, you know, create this into a substantial therapy. And so where Akashic Field Therapy is, it's very a long process for someone to become a certified practitioner with me, because they need to, if you're dealing with traumatic memory, you're dealing with, you know, these essentially core issues with people, you need to know what you're doing. And so, you know, there's only like 2 advanced AFT practitioners in the world right now besides myself.
Okay. I would imagine it, you know, it would be hard to live it because this is your baby, and it would be very hard to put someone out there that's going to have your stamp of approval with your process without making sure that they are very credible and very good at what they do. So I think that would be
If they're if they're working with a person's Akashic field, then they have to have done, you know, I've been working on myself for years and years and years, so they have to be a person that's not afraid to look at themselves, right? And so, you know, those, and really until this year with this new, like the self-care, and then level 2 is community care, which is sort of moving toward the 3rd level, which is the certified practitioner, breaking it out this way is going to allow people to, you know, if they just want the tool, they come to a level 1 training and they can use that tool for the rest of their life. If they want to share it with people, they can add on to that. And so we found that initially we were trying to train the entire process in 1 weekend, and it brought up so much personal stuff to work through in the practitioner that it would be just too much for them. Like they were shutting down before they could even work on other people.
Well, let me ask you this. We've got a good question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. We've got a good question in the chat room. You mentioned just a second ago that some of your practitioners were having a little difficulty, I guess, looking or viewing or going to that place. The question is, people, when they transition, they actually want to know if when they transition, if they have the opportunity of looking at their record of life, why is this process supposed to be so painful, looking at it when you're about to pass or passing, when you have the opportunity to look at it? Is it a painful process, is what they're asking?
Well, my understanding, you know, when we're at our transition point, and this kind of leans a little bit on, you know, with the Buddhism and my understanding of what actually occurs, what can be challenging for a person, you know, I do believe that what we've created in our life, you know, is very emergent at that time. But what I do know occurs at the time that we leave the physical body, our astral body will basically shatter into all of these fragments of our life. If many of those fragments are heavier, more negative fragments, that can be a difficult sideshow for somebody, you know, but that's the weight of it, and that's what is not passing out of this realm with them. And so for some people, it can, you know, it has a lot to do with the state of the mind at the time that they're passing. Are they at peace? Are they at acceptance? In other words, the mind can create an experience through transition. And so even for me, my wishes at the time, you know, of my own passing, because it comes for everybody, is, you know, I don't want them even to disturb my body for 3 days, because there's a gradual process that happens. And the more peaceful that is, I believe, the better the transition for someone.
Okay. Well, thanks for answering that question. We're going to go to the phone lines, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 619, you're live with CJ.
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello?
You're live with CJ.
This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. I'd like to have a reading, but
I don't know on what, because there are a lot of things, so if she could just pick up something, or I don't know about career, me leaving my relationship or finding my I'm kind of stuck finding my
Well, she could
creativity.
Probably pick up on, maybe one topic, and
right.
And we will definitely have her information in the chat room, and
okay.
Also definitely check out her website. It's really unique, and she's got awesome links under her resources page that are very helpful for us. I've been kind of looking at them, so definitely check that out as well, okay?
Okay, great.
And something before I kind of touch on what I'm seeing for you to share with you, because I always do, it's funny, I do what my angels tell me to do. I not only do the Akashic Field Therapy, which is a very in-depth process that I've been talking about, but I also do email readings, and I do, you know, hour by phone. So I work with people in a lot of different ways, including the medical intuitive. But, you know, I can see why you have a lot of questions, Kimberly, because right now you are at such a transition point
mm-hmm.
in your life where you're trying to, you know, discover the nature of who you truly are. You're
right.
Starting to weigh out the things that are going on in your life at this time. You know, do these things really work for me? Do they not work for me? Or even coming to acceptance with the things that aren't working very well.
Right.
And so sometimes that can be kind of a rocky road. You know, I think that there is a lot of dysfunction in your relationship.
Yes.
Or it feels very uneven to me. I feel like
yeah.
you're giving and giving and giving, and you're just not getting a lot back.
Right.
So what I would say for you is I think you deserve a whole lot more than that if you are with a person who simply cannot meet your needs. At the time
right.
of that relationship, though, that's what you thought you needed.
Exactly.
For.
Almost 20 years. Yeah.
And so, but what's happening for you spiritually right now is pretty pivotal, because I see a lot of new energy coming in. I see a lot of new insights taking you in a new direction after this fall. I see you really walking a different path. So
good.
What that's probably going to require you to do is make some decisions in your life and get rid of those things that aren't going to move you in the right direction. Even if they're difficult, I know that you can get through
right.
that process.
Yeah, and I think that's why I'm not moving anywhere, because I don't want to cause pain for other people.
What I will tell you about that process is I understand what it's like when you don't want to cause pain for people. But oftentimes, if we stay stuck in a situation that does not serve us very well, it also circumvents the processes of growth in the other person.
Oh.
So by not taking action, the other person that you feel like you're going to hurt, yes, it will probably hurt them, but ultimately it's going to push them onto a new path and give them opportunity to grow, to change, and become even more than they are.
Okay.
And I had to discover that process myself. I'm speaking from personal experience. And sometimes that makes it easier to go, you know what, yeah, I'm just going to have to take this step and let the chips fall where they may.
Okay.
Because there's always that other person involved. And sometimes the best thing for both people is for you to take the action that you know is what your heart's really wanting.
Yeah. Awesome.
And that,
pretty good.
That opens up that for the other person as well.
She's got an awesome book to check out, too, called The Akashic Field Affirmations, Heal the Past and Create Your Future, and that is
okay.
available on Amazon.com, and it's really cost-effective, because I keep saying we're in a recession, oppression, regression. It's only $14.95, so definitely check that out. Sometimes reading for us women can be very healing because it feels like it would be something that may be beneficial to a lot of the listeners out there. Again, this is available just by putting her name on Amazon.com, and you'll pick out some things. She also has CDs available on her website, and we'll get her to talk a little bit about that in just a second and some of her other readings, her medical intuitive abilities and different things. So thank you so much, caller, for joining the
Super.
Show.
Thank you.
Stay there, because we've got a whole another hour.
Okay? Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You mentioned earlier, and that was one of the questions we were going to get to, and we talked about your certifications. People know that you do healing. Tell us a little bit about what, you discussed a little bit about the medical intuitive background. Right. Tell me a little bit about what a healing session would be like with you.
What I do generally, and what I was certified to do, is a process called full body scanning. And what that does is allows me to go through system by system in the physical body and identify everything that is out of balance, some of which can be treated with long distance attunement, which is a directed energy technique that I was trained in for the 18 months. And other stuff can be, you know, can be adjusted with supplement, you know, various supplements and things like that, which, you know, I can also provide to the client. I work with a number of patients who have all kinds of very pervasive, difficult issues. I've had a lot of success recently with a lady who had just continued to have cancer, you know, just kept getting, you know, she had to have a mastectomy. She had tumors removed from other locations. When I first assessed her, her energy field was down because she had damage to a particular gland that communicates to the brain to put that auric field out there as protection. And there's a particular way that you have to work with cancer. You can't just put energy into cancer because it's crazy anyway, and so it feeds off of energy. But there's a particular technique where you can get the cells to receive that expiration date that is missing in cancer cells. And so she called to let me know, you know, and she's had to go through some additional radiation, but the working with attunement, which is primarily done not only in the energetic field but also with the endocrine system, is very beneficial for people who are also working with traditional medicine because it helps to negate some of the more you know, toxic effects of some of the treatments. But I work with people all across the board with a number of issues that, okay, and often because they've gone through regular medicine has kind of like, we don't know what's wrong with you. So a lot of times, you know, I work with them. So it's a very comprehensive assessment that I do, as well as continued follow-up through doing, you know, like checking out the priorities and scanning those periodically or monthly.
Okay. Well, let's see. The phone lines are kind of getting back up. We're probably not going to be able to take any more calls for you. However, we do have, again, another hour of calls. I want to make sure that everybody knows that you are available to speak. You will come to events and speak about various topics. How would someone get in touch with you? Just go to the website in reference to do that?
Yeah. Just contact me through the website. There's an actually up in the navigation for under events, I think, is invite CJ to your event. So I definitely love to do a lot of lecturing. I like to talk to different groups. And I can even schedule like web conferences for particular groups as well.
Great. And if someone wanted to learn, because, you know, I was just looking at the initials, AFT. You know, we've heard a lot about EFT, and AFT is something that's very new, and, you know, I think a lot of people will want to learn more about your process. You do teach, and if so, are they available, like, on, you know, like CDs, or would they have to come to a certain conference and actually be taught through that process?
Well, the level one, level two, and level three, right now I'm running trainings on the East Coast and in the Midwest, and I'm doing them by people inviting me to an area where they can actually, the person that invites me to the area, if they help me kind of get the word out and get everything set up, they can take the training them for free, so that's helpful. My calendar of events of the level one trainings are on my website. And so these are trainings that I hold specifically. It's a single weekend event where you learn how to use the tool in level one. We're just now rolling out a couple of level two trainings, and I have one certified trainer who does all the West Coast trainings. So if people are in, like, the California area, her name is Valerie Helster, and you can get her information off my site as well. So, you know, if you don't see a date there and you want us to bring it to your area, just let us know, and we'll try to make it happen.
Like you said, you're available for medical intuitive consultations. You do email readings. You do coaching. You do spiritual coaching. I'm going to assume life coaching, probably business coaching too. What other things do you have coming up that we can look forward to? I know your book is coming out.
Yeah, the book will be out sometime next year, the Akashic Consciousness book. In fact, I'm putting the wraps on it to get it to Laszlo within the next couple weeks. I'm planning to teach some online classes, but I haven't decided what direction I'm going to take. Those will probably be over the first of the year. Some of my previous classes are available on my website on the Akashic Field and how that subconscious process works. I've also trained a series that I have CDs for in the area of vibrational healing, explaining the different energy systems. And so if people are interested in learning more about that area, they can get those as well.
Okay. And I just want to also let you know, a lot of times we are lucky to have some of the cutting-edge best psychics, holistic health practitioners, metaphysical speakers, paranormal experts. We're able to get some of the best of the best. That's just one of those things, I think, when they come into my energy or come into the path. However I get them, I know that it's meant to be. But I will tell you to get look at her website and look under her client letters and emails, and you'll see that she has clientele that has written almost testimonials, and they vary from Colorado to India to Texas to Connecticut to California to Kansas. So just the varying degree of people that she has helped with her services, and specifically this AFT process. So definitely check that out. She's got events listed, her different one and two trainings, as she mentioned before, her classes that are available on CDs. She has articles about her, radio interviews, and some of her written work. If you'd like to be on her newsletter, too, you can also subscribe to that. That will, I'm sure, tell you if there are any trainings that are going to be available in the near future. It should also highlight when her book comes out. Well, I appreciate having you on. I know that this process of getting you here has been kind of crazy. And I do appreciate your patience, and you're just working with me. It's just been a chaotic weekend, I'll just say that. But thank you so much, and I look forward to one day meeting you and hopefully getting some more information about this process, because I think it would be of benefit to have this spread all over. So if you know anybody that you think may want this or need this process, guys, tell them about it. I mean, EFT spread like hotcakes on the Internet, and definitely give this process a chance. And do some research, because just having the opportunity to interview her, I have Googled it and found out a lot of interesting things about it, and it is worth the energy to make sure you look into it. And thank you so much again, CJ.
Thank you, Erica. It's been wonderful, and this hour has flown by, so I'd love to come back sometime. So just
would
let
love
me know.
To have you. We're possibly going to be moving to CBS real soon, so I will definitely get back in touch with you, because I would love to have you come on and talk about it there as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you to everybody getting called.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Our next guest is already in queue for us to go to the phone lines and get her, and I will pick her up in just a moment. Want to let you know, guys, that got a lot of changes and good things going on right now, so y'all kind of keep your eye out. But what I need to let you know about is that radio has kind of taken off for me, not because I have this awesome radio voice, because that's not it. I just like to interact with people, and I think that I give you my heart each Sunday when I'm here. So we're going to move to three shows. Yes, I did say three, the Trinity, the Triquetta. Three shows. One will be on Para X Radio on Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, our next guest that will be Tuesday, October 20th, is Tom Lynch. He is a paranormal freelance investigator based in New England. Okay, then our next show will be Psychic CBS, yes, I did say CBS, guys, Psychic on Air Radio, on Thursdays at 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. This show starts in November on the 12th. And this is a CBS radio show. Woohoo! Yay, yay! I will continue to do my blog talk from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And our next guest for that show is going to be Jules Kennedy. She's going to be a hoot, I can just tell. And she's going to be on October 25th. Danielle McKinnon was also scheduled to be on today, but she had some illness. So if you are kind of healing inclined, let's just say, send out some love and light to Danielle McKinnon. Tonight, on behalf of her, we're going to have a good friend of Danielle's. Her name is Joy Constanza. She is a shamanic. I can't even believe I can't pronounce that right now. It's been a day. She's a healer. She's a Reiki master, a master teacher healer. She's a lot of healing. She's a crystal intuitive, and she's been studying witchcraft. Yes, I did say witchcraft. It's all good, baby. Alchemy, quantum physics, and the divine feminine. She works as an animal communicator. But let me tell you, I think sometimes the animal communicators get a bad rap because people think just because they're an animal communicator, they think that they can't communicate with humans, and that is not the case. As my good friend Sarah in Pensacola, Florida, who is also an animal intuitive, she is a shaman, y'all. I get it out. Yay, yay. I want to say hello. Oh, my gosh, I'm about to cry. Just joking. Want to say hello to some wonderful people that I just kind of sent a little quick email to saying, make sure you come in. So hello to those. We're probably going to start filling up now because everybody knows that this is usually the time and the place to be here. As I did last week, I'm going to play the full unedited version of this commercial. So enjoy.
Visit OhmKids.com, Ohm Body, Mind, and Spirit products for children and adults. Groovy Kids, Indigo Kids, New Age Kids, Yoga Kids, and the parents that love them. At OhmKids.com, every child is a precious gem. Each child receives a free pet rock with each order. This month's special is Sam and the Boogeyman. Get your autographed copy of Sam and the Boogeyman.
Sam and the Boogeyman is a wonderful tale of a little boy that conquers the spirit of the boogeyman in his closet. Sam begins the story sleeping with his parents in their overcrowded bed. As the story continues, Sam tries several ideas to rid his closet of the boogeyman. After all else fails, Sam uses music to cause the boogeyman to boogie away. The whole family will enjoy this funny and overpowering story.
Get your copy of Sam and the Boogeyman. Mother tested and kid
approved. That's just one of my children acting silly with their silly mom. So we're going to have fun tonight. We're going to continue the show. We've got another hour of free readings. Psychic medium that's going to be there to take your calls. The phone lines, if you want to get in and get a free reading. And you know what I love about this show and other shows like it is sometimes in this recession, oppression, regression, we have no money. So this is a show that kind of allows you to get some free readings. So definitely take part in it. Okay, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Joy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. I'm so sorry to hear that Danielle isn't feeling well, but
I know.
I think that all things happen for a reason, and we definitely will have her come on again. But she highly recommended you, so I so trust her. It won't be the first time I've talked to myself, but we will be on Regina's Universe. Definitely check that out, Regina's Universe. And that's going to be a show where Brian and I will be doing readings. He is going to be the tarot card master, and I will be doing readings, and that's 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can get to that at blogtalkradio.com/Regina's with an S Universe. That's the next radio interview I've got coming up. I will be on Visions with psychic Barbara Mackey on CBS Radio Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. We've got a Goddess Night planned October 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m., Goddess Night at the Mystic Cottage. If you'd like to know more about that, definitely check that out at 850-456-5119. Let me check the chat room. Guys, can you hear me? I don't know if you can or not, but we'll pretend like you can. And I'm not sure what's going on with you, Joy. I would say stay online. You may want to try to call back in. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but hopefully we'll get this glitch taken out, taken care of. Okay. Did we get you back?
I believe so.
Not sure what's going on, but this is not uncommon for Blog Talk. one of the reasons why, you know, for some reason I kind of considered moving to another show, but, you know, it happens with all shows. So we'll just say it's because you're a powerful energy chick and
we'll just keep going from that. That sounds great.
Okay. I don't know how much you were able to tell us, but I don't think we heard anything. So if you would come back and let us know how you grew up kind of psychically and inclined.
Okay. Well, I grew up in a way that what I experienced was not able to be explained by anyone. So I got to a point where I didn't share what happened to me. Though I did have a few very remarkable things as far as, you know, having a dream that I had a ladder go through my car and the next day being on the highway and having the same exact situation come up and me being able to get out of the way in time before the ladder came off the truck in front of me. So I've had some very dramatic things, but growing up Catholic, it wasn't something that was able to be explained to me in any way. So my discovery of all of this was, okay, don't really talk about it because people don't understand it, and at some point I will figure all of this stuff out.
And I guess you did.
And I did, yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, you know, usually I really just, you know, ask a lot of questions, but since it's been a lot of questions night, we won't ask you too many questions, but we definitely want to plug a lot of the events and products that you have available. And we will get some more about your services, but I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines, and I'll let everybody know if you'd like to get a call, if you'd like to get a reading from Joy, that's such a pretty name, Joy.
Oh,
she's such a pretty girl, too, guys. I'm putting her website in the chat room so you can check it out. Definitely look at her services. But anyway, as I was saying, you can call 646-716-9819 and get a free reading. And I did say free. Okay, 3, 2, 1, you're live with Joy.
Hi,
hello.
Erica. Hi, Joy. This
hello.
Is Joy calling from Florida.
Hey.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. Gosh, Erica, I didn't really expect to be the first one. Talk about positive thinking, huh?
I know. That works out great.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what. I'm just going to ask you whatever you'd like to tell me, romance, finance, health, because I'm working on every aspect in my life, and I have good days and bad days. Some days I tell myself it's going to get better, and then some days I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. I feel like you've been making a lot of changes, but you're feeling like you're stuck.
Yes.
Okay. So when you are stuck, one of the first places to look is what is the decision that you're putting off?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know. But, you know, the other day, I just started crying and crying, overwhelmed with fear. And I thought, why do I have all this fear? And then I try to turn around and start looking at all the things I'm grateful for.
And that is absolutely one of the best things to do when you are fearful, because fear is fear of the unknown. And fear is something that tapping into that can make, you can have the exact same situation one day, and the next day you tap into fear and it seems like, oh my God, I have no money. But really, it's no different from the day before. What's different is the fear's in place. So in making these changes, I mean, sometimes we do come up on a whole lot of emotion. It's stuff that we need to release, things that we need to get out of our systems that weigh us down and hold us back. What area do you think stresses you out the most?
Well, right now, and I don't want you to think that I'm not a grounded person, because I do have financial issues, you know, bills, everything, you name it, health. But someone came back into my life, and I don't like when people say they're going to do something and they don't follow through, because no matter what the circumstances are, I give it my best shot. And if I can't make the commitment that I promised, I'll at least acknowledge it and ask for, you know, for another time or something like that, a rain check. And this person came in my life, and I was all happy because he's a spiritual person, he's an intelligent person, I love his energy, and I was very happy that he came back in my life, and he asked me to go out for lunch or dinner, and he kind of blew me off. He didn't call me back, and that was like Tuesday, and I thought, what was the purpose of that? Why is he coming back into my life? I don't need anything negative now. So I was kind of down. I was very down. It's like I was very excited, because it's very hard for me to just find anybody I like.
I understand that.
His soul touched my soul. And I don't think he realizes what a gift we have meeting each other.
I don't think he quite realizes it either, though in relationships before, you've kind of had a history of kind of losing yourself within the relationship. Is that true?
Yes, but I realize what I want, but it really does affect me when people don't give me the same respect I give them.
I absolutely agree with that. Mm-hmm. But when coming from a background where you've lost yourself in a relationship and now in the start of something happening, you actually are in a place of setting boundaries to maintain the respect that you deserve of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. Because there was a time that when this happened before to you, before you started doing your work, because you've done a lot of work, back then when you would have kind of let it slide and, okay, well, he's a really nice guy, let me give him another chance, rather than having a conversation saying, you know what, listen, not okay. This is something that I'm not going to stand for. So I think part of it is your boundaries coming into play. And with boundaries being in place, things run smoother and easier. So, I mean, yeah. I think that this is a very cool guy, but this is one of those situations where should you talk to him again, that needs to be addressed. And you're in a place where you're ready to do that. You're ready to speak your truth and say what your needs actually are.
Yes, and you know what? That's exactly what I was thinking today. But I want to do it in a dignified way. I don't want, because see, before when I would hold a lot in, and
right.
then I would do it in a wrong manner where it was not effective. Where I want to let them know that bothered me, and be effective about it. Because you know, if you start screaming and yelling and ranting and raving, people
mm-hmm.
just tune you out. And I don't want to be like that. Or I get real nervous, and then I minimize how I feel. So I guess that's what my lesson is, that I should address. Because it's interesting you're saying this. Erica, do I have enough time just to say this one thing?
Sure.
Okay. My ex-husband, for 30 years ago, I probably called him 10 times. And a couple of weeks ago, he's he's very intelligent in a lot of things, and something was going to happen with my car, and my car is kind of pricey to repair. So I just gave him a call at work, and he said, call me back in 20 minutes, Linda, I'm on a project right now. So I called him back in about 25 minutes to half an hour, and it went to his voicemail. And I felt awful. He tells me how he still has feelings and stuff for me, that he never called me back to say, hey, what do you need? Is there everything okay? And so I emailed him, and he kind of danced around it, and he goes, oh, I'm so sorry, and blah, blah, blah. I just let it go, and then I felt stupid because I made a big deal about it. But then he sends me a picture of his dog, you know, and the new addition to their family. And I'm like, what is this? You know, because we didn't have children together, and he always tells me, you would have been an awesome mom because I love kids, just love them. And I thought, what's going on here? So I thought, just let this one go, let the other one go. But I don't know if I have the whole message, what I'm supposed to be doing, because there's a tremendous sadness inside of me.
Well, we're probably going to have to do caller because we've got a lot of other callers. I will make sure that her contact information is, it's Joy Constanza, which is her name, Joy, CostanzaZ.com. I'll make sure that her contact information is in the in the chat room, I'm sorry, and check her website out. She's got some contact information that we'll be talking about in a little bit, how to contact her, and she would love to definitely give you a one-on-one reading that may be a little bit more comprehensive because, as you mentioned, there are lots of levels of different things that she probably would need to focus on with this relationship, with this past issue with the husband, with the financial circumstances, and a lot of that, unfortunately, we can't really cover right now, but she or one of our intuitives would be able to definitely try to help you with that, okay?
Okay, Erica. I'm at her website now. All right, thank you very much.
Hugs
all
to
right,
you.
Thank you.
Nice to hear from you.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, God bless. Okay, let's see. Let's go to the next caller.
Okay.
352, you're live with Joy. Hello. Welcome.
Joy. Hello. Hello, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Feeling a little bit like a golden retriever the moment before he goes absolutely crazy. You know the look on their face?
Yes, I do know that look. I know that well.
Yeah, that kind of crazy, nutty thing. You tell me, what do you think? About the week coming up.
About the week coming up.
Is that too little?
I feel like there is stuff going on in the multiple different directions. It's almost like it's hard to focus in one area.
If you were to, I'm just going to hypothetically think because I'm getting something about maybe a relationship, but you're the lady of the hour, so do you get anything about that?
About as far as relationship goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see some stuff with relationship. I see it as being a crowded week with things happening in multiple places. Do you want
to
give us a little bit more?
Well, I've come to a point of anxiety where I feel like I need to take some type of action, and I don't know that it's the best idea. So, you know, I don't know whether to keep my mouth shut and just maintain the status quo or to go forward with really what's on my mind.
Okay, I think that I feel like,
you know, for something that I don't know that I'm prepared to deal with.
Okay, staying where you are right now is not comfortable. It's just not, it doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel good. Change, on the other hand, is a little bit scary, but what you're going through, I feel like forward movement is going to lead you to getting you out of that anxiety. It's going to, I feel like you need to act. You need to be mobile. You need to be able to move forward in this. because right now you holding your words, you not speaking your truth, is leaving all of that energy building up inside of you in a way that it makes you a little bit like a crazed golden retriever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's a time of action for you. I feel like you've been kind of waiting on this for a little while, and now it's time to it's time for you to speak.
Okay. Erica, you agree? Is that wrong to ask?
I know this sounds really, really bad, but I was like doing a typing thing, so I was not really kind of listening. I didn't hear it. I know that sounds terrible as a host, but I was distracted.
Yeah.
But I will listen to the download and see exactly what she said, and I will refer back to it.
Okay.
I know that I actually was reading something that Brian said in the chat room, so definitely check that out as well.
Okay.
Okay.
We're good.
And want to also just remind everybody that Brian, a very awesome tarot devo, will be on Regina's Universe with me tomorrow. And if you're one of the callers tonight, I would definitely recommend that you call tomorrow night around the same time during that show, because that energy and that connection when we get together and do what we do is pretty awesome. And they're very good with future-related questions for anybody out there who may be interested in that. Okay, thank you so much, caller. You have a great day, and thanks for joining the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about, let's go, we're going to let the phone lines kind of fill up a little bit, and
okay.
Okay, and we just want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm just kind of a little spastic, so hello. Okay, let's talk a little bit about, you've got some little articles on your website, Live in the Dash. What does that mean to you, and why did you write that?
Living in the Dash was a quote from Eckhart Tolle, and it was regarding it's actually the dash on your gravestone and how important that one little line is, because from when you're born to when you die, those are two specific dates, but that one line represents everything that goes in between. So living the dash is really learning to live in the moment. It's learning to, when I first read that quote, I was like, ooh, you know, I wasn't quite sure of what I thought of it. And the more I thought of it, the more I really started to love it, because it's really about that dash being the whole point of life.
Okay. And I just want to also mention, too, that there is a wonderful movie that I'm putting into the chat room for some of the listeners. But if they go to the-movie.com, it is a wonderful movie about the dash between your birth and your death and how important that is. And I think I didn't cry when I first saw this movie. I can't remember, honestly, but I probably did, knowing me. But it is something that makes you think, and I would definitely have you look at that, guys. And joycostanza.com is her website, so check that out. Okay, as far as some of the services that you offer, what would be a session, a healing session or a psychic session, an intuitive session, let's say? What would one of those be like with you?
Okay, well, typically it starts off with finding out what does stress people out, where are the areas that we need to work, and being able to kind of fine-tune whether it is relationships, what's going on within that. And pretty much the first part is just verbal, kind of talking it out. The second part of the session usually ends up with the person and I doing, whether it's in person on a massage table or over the phone, state to state, doesn't make a difference, of going through and checking and seeing where each chakra is. I do a lot of work with empathic people, and I have a class called Empathic Skills Training. And what that is training people on how to use being empathic to their advantage. So being able to go into any environment, having your energy completely where it should be, and having nobody affect you, the places not affect you. It's almost like you have your own aquarium of energy, but not putting up the Great Wall of China for protection either. And should something happen to your field, how to repair it. So a lot of times we go through stuff like that. But also being empathic, we have a different set of fight or flight. We have the regular fight or flight that everyone else has, but also we have, since we feel things, being empathic is being able to feel what other people feel, being able to feel their pain, being able to feel their emotions, and just feeling what it's like in the in different rooms and feeling what happened there before. So there's a lot of people that are empathic, but nobody really knows how to use it. So being able to make it so you can go anywhere, do anything. But when it comes to things being painful for us, it's more than fight or flight that we have. We also have something that happens with our chakra system, which is something that I figured out a few years ago, and it's been proved over and over and over again in my practice, that actually there's something that happens that we can get stuck and get to a place where we feel numb, where the same thing keeps happening over and over again, and it's like you can't get off the ride. And it's actually almost like the chakras are moving in your body, and your energy is not going through your whole body. So a lot of my sessions is working on pulling the energy system back through the whole body, anchoring everything back into where it's supposed to be, and getting people out of their spin, along with finding out what stresses them and where these things lie within the body. What do we need to do to get these things out? What do they look like? What do they feel like? And how do we take them out? So, and then with taking them out, how do we fill it in? What's next? What are the goals that need to go in place? So when people who see me or do sessions with me, it is usually on a pretty ongoing basis because it is working through stuff, releasing the old patterns. We do a lot of past life work. We do a lot of soul retrieval work and just releasing the old patterns and making it so, finding out what is stopping you from creating the goals that you want, or if the goals are created, why you can't get there, and what's happening, what's in your way, and ways to make it so it can be achieved. And it's just awesome to see people going through their stuff, going through and coming back, and each time having more and more energy, being on their paths, finding what they need, learning it and doing it. It's just amazing. I truly have the best job in the world, I think.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that information. Tell me a little bit about what the crystal therapy would be like.
Crystals are just amazing tools. I love them. I used to manage a metaphysical bookstore, and I used to work with pairing off people with crystals and the right stone for the right reasons, that sort of thing. And I do a lot of work with crystal gridding and really working with somebody and finding out which stones are the ones that need to go where. And a lot of times I will use them in my healing practice. And also, I believe that crystals can really be supportive care to get people through what they're working on right now into the next phase of things. So a lot of times it's almost prescribing crystals for people to carry, which I'm not one for really over-the-counter medicine, that kind of thing. But when it comes to crystals, absolutely, I will use those to be that supportive care for what needs to bring you to the next piece. And it's amazing, the energy of being able to lie within a crystal grid is it raises up the vibration. It makes it so, it's just such a recharge for the person. It's just amazing work. I've done readings with crystals as well, and that's more, it's a visual, it's having people there. So it's them choosing certain crystals and that telling me, okay, which area are we going to be looking in? Okay, so if you choose this crystal, this is going to represent your home life. Okay, and then having them blindly pick crystals out of a bag. Okay, so these are the areas that we need to look for this. This is where this is in your body. This is how this is affecting you. And then just pulling in different pieces. And sometimes we'll pull in what animal totem is working with them through that. So there's it's fun. It's interesting. It's one of those things that can just, it's a fun tool. It opens things up.
Okay. All right, I think we've got some callers that will be calling in just a second. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hello. I had something bad happen to me about 2 months ago concerning my lungs, and I don't know what I did to my lungs. I was exercising and lost my breath, and then I have a panic disorder, and so I panicked and lost my breath, and now, like, I'm okay all, but I can't hardly carry groceries and stuff, and I didn't want to go to the doctor until I got more of my meds for anxiety, because when I take the meds that I do have, it makes the pain go away. Can you give me any clue what's going on with me?
Okay, I feel like you are, first of all, storing a whole lot of fear within your lungs. It feels
like,
even listening to you talk, I can hear.
Because my brother just died 6 months ago. And that's what it is. He died because he couldn't breathe, and he got a disease from it. And now I'm thinking it's going to be me, and it's a great panic attack, and I don't know how to get over it.
Okay. Because of what your brother had, that actually has nothing to do with you. You do not need to have what he had. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You do not need to follow in that pattern. So basically what's happening is your fear of your mind is making everything be hyper-focused on your lungs.
It
and what
is.
You're doing is you're sending that message, that all of that fear that's in there, but actually that fear is not helping you. And you don't have the same thing that your brother had.
I know, but in my mind, I'm thinking I'm going to be him and die. And
okay, so that's something that you need to be able to start to rewrite, because that was his thing. It's not yours. So one of the things that I would have you do is, actually, I think we can probably do it here. We probably have a minute. I'm going to pretty much work on you as if one of my clients, I'm going to have you. So I'm going to go to behind your lungs, in the middle of your back, as if you were laying down, and I'm going to open up a drain there. And I'm going to allow, the drain's going to drain into a bucket. I'm just going to allow some of that fear and anxiety to drain out of you.
Yeah.
And I want you to feel that, and I want you to feel it letting go.
Like a hole, and then like it coming out or something?
Exactly. Like almost like I'm draining a bathtub. And what's happening is that fear and anxiety is starting to get down and get lower. Because what happened is in your lungs, along with the fear that you have of this, is also you're grieving over your brother, and you're holding all of that energy within that.
Yeah.
And it's okay and it's healthy for us to grieve, but it's not healthy for us to hold things like that. And also infused with fear, it's making it so there's not a whole lot of room in your lungs.
Right.
So allowing that to drain out, because a lot of that is more grief or fear than it is disease. So just let it go.
So I can make it go away?
Yep. So basically what you need to do is start working with your breath, almost envisioning your breath that you are breathing in clean, disease-free air, that you are just cleaning it and breathing in clean, beautiful air. And as you exhale, you are exhaling out whatever you don't need.
What about the pain? What's that about? Like, if I don't take the pill now, I have extreme pain. I take the pill, it goes away.
Okay, so part of the pain is your anxiety. And right now, there is stuff going on within your lungs, so you're going to have to allow that to... Basically, what we're doing is energetically, by removing this stuff, it's going to allow your lungs to start to heal. It's something that you may feel some of the effects right away, and the rest of it you may feel coming up in the next oncoming days here, okay?
Yes.
But it's allowing that. But you can't keep thinking and putting the thought back in there that you have that. You need to replace the thought that you are getting healthier and healthier every day. And that's
I am. It's to the point, you know, where I woke up with my throat swelled, and I got rid of that today. My only problem is I tried to carry groceries from the car. I got very upset and cried because I couldn't do it. My breath just wasn't there.
Okay.
And
your breath is going to come back.
It is?
Your breath is going to come back, yes.
Okay, because I didn't want to die like my brother. I seen him on a thing with a hole in his throat and a big old machine, and I, as soon as I lost my breath doing exercises, I thought, oh, no, that's me, and it really made a big impact, and I felt it's real.
It's not you, so you need to let that
okay.
imagery go. So before you go here, though.
okay, yeah, it's pretty
close
serious
off
in my mind.
Draining. I'm going to erase that out of your back.
Okay.
And I need you just to continue to keep remind. Every time you have that thought, I need you to replace it that you are getting healthier and healthier every day, that your lungs are
yeah.
getting healthier, and they're healthier every time you breathe. And as you continue to get more healthy, you will be able to take in more and more air.
And I will overcome this?
Yes, you are able to overcome this. Do you feel that you can overcome this?
Well, I just didn't want physical damage under my lungs somehow that I didn't understand. You know,
right. I can agree with that. So do you think you can do that? Do you think you can replace those thoughts? And what I just did was I just drained out some of that extra stuff that was in there, the energetic stuff, so that
okay.
way the physical can start to heal. But your job
okay.
is to keep yourself very positive, keep
okay.
yourself so your breathing is clean. And
yeah, I quit smoking everything. I would smoke for
fabulous.
Nothing.
And you know
smoking.
What? Even when you quit smoking... Once you quit smoking, all kinds of stuff from your lungs starts to come up and out. So
yeah.
you go through a purge when you quit smoking of your lungs releasing all of that. So part of it is that as well.
Okay.
So you're,
what's your name?
My name is Joy.
Joy, thank you so much. You've been quite a joy for me.
Excellent. I'm glad
thank
I could
you
help.
Caller. Thank you, caller.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joy. Okay. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about the different services that you offer. I'll just scan a couple of them so that people can go to the website and see those. You have past life healing, the shaman counseling, soul retrieval, animal power or power animal retrieval. You do shamanic journeying. Extraction healing, space clearing, psychopomp. What is that?
Psychopomp is, I have a group of advanced mentor students that are in this program. And what it is actually the ability to cross over spirits who are stuck.
Okay.
And also within that class is we do advanced clearing, so we go to different places every week, and we if there is anything from like anything that's darker, of attuning people to spiritual teams that can assist them and basically do that some of that work with them. So, but you know, learning is the class itself, and there's a mentorship program that goes after it. So basically, these people can. Really come up against anything that they come up against.
Okay, and
yep.
your services are outlined on your website under services. You do also offer some different essential oils for cold and cough and menstrual cramps and different other holistic healing things that a person may need, and those are available as well. And I like that you have a third eye blend because a lot of people talk about, well, how do I meditate? How do I open my third eye? So this third eye blend would help with that process?
Oh, absolutely it does, yeah. It definitely speeds up that process. And it helps to deepen meditation states, too.
Okay.
So by using it, it's just a neat way to get into meditation.
Okay. Well, I will. We're going to go ahead and take some more callers.
Okay, great.
757.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, this is Diana.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, I have a love question.
Okay.
Okay, I'm wondering about this certain someone when I used to date him previously, and I just stopped talking to him. I wanted to see if he's going to come back around, and if so, was something going to become of it?
Okay, so you used to see him before, there's been
mm-hmm.
some space, and now he's back.
No, I wanted to know when was he going to come back around.
When is he coming back? Okay, sorry, I was a little bit missing your words there. Okay, let me see here. And okay, let me just check. Okay. I actually feel like you will be running into him again.
Okay.
But also there's, I know that there was some really good stuff when you guys were together before, but I feel like you have a little bit of a selected memory with this relationship where you're kind of glorifying the good parts, but there were some parts that you chose to forget about. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you kind of need to look at the relationship as a whole rather than just the good, because I feel like he wasn't that great at meeting your needs, so when he did something, it seemed huge, but if someone else did it, it wouldn't be such a big deal. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So perhaps I feel like you will be running into him, but
mm-hmm.
before that happens, I would make a list of what you are actually looking for qualities.
Okay.
And make a list, but then also compare him to this list and see how he really fits.
Okay.
So you know, because he may not actually end up being what you're looking for. I feel like by spending your time and waiting on him, unless he's done a lot of work between then and now, I don't think he's quite going to fit that list the way you think. Now, by making a list, and making a list of really all the good qualities that you want in somebody, including, you know, I always say that one of the lists that I made, I did not put on mentally stable, and I will always put that on there. but, you know, putting everything on there, and amazing things can happen when you do that, because really what you're doing is you're putting your order up into the universe. And I've had people, myself included, have fabulous luck with doing that. But
okay.
Before you spend all of your time looking and waiting for him, I want you to really look with both eyes wide open at the good, the bad, the ugly of the relationship and see if that's really what you're looking for.
So basically it's going to be the same?
So do that exercise first. If you are to run into him, one of the things that you also need to look at is in this relationship, you were not always you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't speak your truth. You didn't say the things you needed to say. In some ways, you didn't show him the real you.
Mm-hmm.
And should he come back, The only way that this really could work is if you are really speaking your truth, saying what you need to say, when you say it, every time, and you know the times that this has happened, that in talking to him, all of a sudden you would have something to say and your voice would just go away and it was like nothing would come out and suddenly you feel terrible. Every time we don't speak, what happens is we collapse our own fields. We step right outside of our power, and we become powerless by doing that. And that is the what I don't know why we do that as women.
We
get into a relationship, we decide we're going to become who they want, when really what they wanted was us in the first place, and we change right out of it, and suddenly they can't recognize us because we're being somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a smart thing, but women do all over the place do it. But your goal here is to be you and be able to say what you need to say when you need to say it. And you know what? You're a smart woman. You can say it in a way that can be heard. You can say it in a way that doesn't make it an argument. And really, you need to show your next relationship is all about you being able to be you in it. And if it is with him, that's great. If it's not with him, that's great too.
Okay.
But your goal is how you are in the relationship.
Well, that was so accurate. Do you see a time frame, though?
I'm sorry?
Do you see a time frame?
A time frame. The first thing that comes to mind is 3 months. So, in this 3 months, I have a job for you. And that is to be very aware of your own voice and when you use it and when you choose not to. And every time you catch yourself starting to hold your voice, find a way to say what you need to say then. And what you're doing is you're training yourself, because you've trained yourself to not speak for a long time. And it's not just in relationships that you do it. It's not just in romantic relationships. It's in all relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to hear you.
Yeah.
So catch yourself. And also by doing that, it's also a way that we set boundaries. We set boundaries with everyone on how, what's acceptable, what are acceptable ways for us to be treated.
Okay.
If you have those things in place, your next relationship is going to be rocking.
Okay, thank you very much, caller.
Thank you.
All right, you
thanks.
Have a
good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, what I'd like to do is to see if we've got any questions in the chat room before we go back to the phone lines. Do you have any events that are coming up that you want to tell us about?
Well, I do have a couple of classes that are local, and also keep an eye on my website. First of all, my new website should be launched fairly soon, and also I will be having teleclasses. I will be having online classes available through that. So some of the things that I've been teaching a lot of here, I'm working on being made electronically so they can be used on a much wider scale. So keep an eye out for that. Also, I do send out a mailing list, and my mailing list is all the upcoming events and articles and everything else. So if you do want to do that, if you go to my website, joycostanza.com, you can sign up for that, and then that way when those electronic classes come out, you guys will be the first to know about it.
Have you considered doing radio, Joy?
Actually, I've done radio. I used to do radio every week for a period of time on a local station here. I haven't done radio for a little bit, but I love it.
You have, you know, I'm chuckling, and I shouldn't say this, but I have to be real, but I'm just chuckling on your resonance, you know, the whole time you've been talking, and I'm thinking either this girl has done radio before or something's going on. And I think everybody in the chat room kind of got what I was saying. But, yeah, I mean, because, you know, you have to have the ability to enunciate certain words, and you're very good on radio. I mean, you sound wonderfully. So
well,
I figured
you
had that. Some experience radio or something, let's just say that, but radio sounds better. Okay.
I love radio, so, yes, I've done it, and I look forward to doing more.
Yeah, and I think that would be in your cards in the future. And I'd probably even say making you some CDs or something because, again, your voice is one that I – because I have this thing with certain voices. If a voice isn't a certain way, then it's hard for me to get in to listen to a guided meditation.
Uh-huh.
And you have one of those voices, along with Brian, that I could actually listen to because I like the resonance of your voice. Okay, welcome to the show, caller.
Hello, Erica.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just talking about you.
I know. I was just listening to you talking about me.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, Joy.
Hello.
And you do have a wonderful voice, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Aww. Hush. I've been listening to you doing these readings for these people, and I've been actually following along with some cards, and I pick up on a lot of the same things. Do you see anything for me, generally?
Okay.
How's tomorrow night going to go?
Tomorrow night feels great.
Awesome.
Tomorrow night feels like you are going to be right on your game, and it's one of those things that you can't say anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. That would be perfect.
Yeah, it feels like you are going to be. It's interesting because one of the things I work with is divine feminine energy, which is something that men and women both get, and basically is attaching into that earth energy. And for women, women get it when they are all dressed up and walking and, you know, wearing shoes that make noise and everything looks great and you walk different. But men, same deal. When you're all dressed, you know, you look good, you feel good, you got a good night's sleep, you walk different walking into that meeting. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you're confident and you're right on your game, you get
yes.
that earth energy and you are just connected and ready to go. I feel like that's you tomorrow night. I feel like make sure you get a good night's sleep because you're ready to go.
And that's a feminine energy, you said?
Well, it's earth energy. So for women, yes, we definitely call it divine feminine. But for men, it's the same thing. It's just that being connected. It's that earth-sky connection. So for we all have masculine and feminine energies within us. And having them balanced is when we are able to have an idea, which or an intuition, comes up on our left side. We put our emotions behind it, comes out into the right, and our right side is our masculine side manifesting, doing. So you just push it into reality. So being well connected, having your energy on both sides, and you know it because you feel it, and you just feel great, and you feel like you can do anything.
Awesome.
So, yeah, go for it. You're there.
I feel empowered by what you're saying. That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like that's just how it is. It's great.
Good. Excellent. Okay.
Well, thanks,
Erica.
Look forward to talking with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll try to check out your show tomorrow. That sounds great.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
Regina's Universe at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. Have a good night.
Good night, Brian. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. I shouldn't ask that. So let me ask you to focus on the environment where I am currently right now. Let's say the home, more so the attic. Do you get anything in that space?
It feels like nothing can move. It feels like there's no... I feel confined. I feel like it's energetically, I feel like I want to work there. I feel like there's some stuff going on. The energy of the floor feels different to me. It feels almost like there's one end of it that's tipped downward, and it's almost like all the energy is pooling to one side, which is a lot of times one of the things that we see when we do our clearings is that things aren't up and stable and able to have that energy flow all the way across. It feels like things here are tipped, so that's something that I would want to, you know, fix that, almost the energetic flooring of it, so things would be leveled out. I don't feel like it's structurally tipped. I feel like that's the energy of it. And it feels, I'm not getting that like there's anything like big and dark there. I do feel like that there is a spirit that crosses through this area, and it is someone that was once human.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, definitely. Brian, if you would put the link for tomorrow in the chat room for me, that'll help me out. And let's make sure you tell everybody how to get in contact with you, Joy. You bring me joy. How would we get in contact with
fabulous. You? Okay, well, you can go to my website, which is joycostanza.com. Email is joy.costanza@gmail.com. And those are the best ways to doing it. Also, my telephone number is on the website, so you definitely could call there, and you would either get myself or my assistant, Shannon. And, yes, definitely. And also, signing up for the newsletter is great, because that way, you know, once those things do go electronic, you guys will all be able to hook into the classes and stuff like that. Right now, I have a wait list on these classes, because they're just filling up and just keep going. So it's good stuff. Once they're online, you guys will be liking it.
Well, I will predict, as I did with my guy, Joseph Labruto, I will just predict that I'll be hearing you either on Blog Talk or Contact or something like that real soon, maybe weekly or biweekly. That's my prediction. Maybe even something local in your town. I think radio is coming back into your immediate future. I'll also predict for you that you'll be doing some traveling in a group of three females, and it feels more like mediumship work. And I usually connect women in threes, and, you know, I just kind of name you the triquetta, but I'm just saying that you may have a group of three women that are equally medium healers and all that good stuff. And I feel like you're going to be doing some galleries around in your area and also out two states away from your area. So have fun.
Thank you. It's actually interesting because all of those things are in the works.
Well,
you are right on. I'm working on a retreat that I'll be running with two other women. And it will be a healing retreat, so that will be coming up soon through the newsletter and the website. And also working with, I have a few places out of state that I'm contacting now. We're going back and forth as far as when I'm going to be teaching there. So
awesome.
You are definitely on, and I appreciate that. And radio is something that I've actually been really wanting to get back into, so I will definitely look into that.
Visit blogtalkradio.com. It's a free service, and you can pretty much have shows as much as you want. As you can see, I do it to have fun. There are also other areas that you can work on, but you have a wonderful voice. And I would recommend also doing some CDs either, you know, through guided meditation or something like that, because I think that would be a wonderful thing, too. Night, everybody. Please make sure you check into blogtalkradio.com, Regina's Universe, tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, and that's going to be 9 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, my time zone. When you get Brian and me together, it is unbelievably weird and fun, and just the energy like makes the telephones like shut down. Usually the list to get a reading is pretty fast-paced, but we tag-team you, we get you out the door, and it's a real good read. Brian is a wonderful tarot master, Devo, and I am a sensitive with no divination. But when you get us together, oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Joy, for coming on the show tonight. I'd love to have you back again in the future. And I promise next time it'll be a little bit more focused. But I've just had a weird day today.
You know what? I'm all good with weird. I had a great time. You got a great crowd over there, and I'm just happy to be part of it.
All right. It's your show, girl. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.